Neal stood beside Sarno in front of Springfield City Hall Friday and praised the mayor's record on economic development, managing the city's finances, and for devoting considerable time to the efforts to improve the public schools.
I think Dominic Sarno's done a terrific job as mayor, and I certainly intend to support him.
Neal noted that under Sarno's watch, the city has landed an $800 million resort casino project. A Chinese company plans to build a railroad car factory in the city. The city has the highest bond rating in its history.
Being the mayor of an old city in New England is not an easy task, but clearly I think he's done a very good job.
Neal served as mayor of Springfield before he was elected to Congress in 1988. Sarno has consistently supported the redevelopment of Union Station, a pet project of Neal's. Lately, the two have been allied in the effort to persuade the Springfield Diocese to rebuild tornado-damaged Cathedral High School at its longtime site on Surrey Road in Springfield. Neal brushed off suggestions that his endorsement might do more good if it was announced after Labor Day rather than before Memorial Day, when people will be paying more attention to the campaign.
It doesn't mean that my endorsement is limited to an announcement. I think we have kept about as good a political organization as there is in Massachusetts, as highlighted by the successful election cycles that we've gone through.
Sarno said Neal's endorsement means the world to me.
I could not have asked for a better partner when it comes to government, professional, political, and more importantly, personally. And I'm honored and privileged to receive this. It really means a lot to me.
As of midday Friday, 9 people had taken out nomination papers to run for mayor, according to the records in the city's Election Commission office. The deadline for returning the papers with a minimum of 500 signatures is July 28th. None of Sarno's potential challengers has held elected office, and none has the incumbent's name recognition. Matt Safransky, publisher of Western Massachusetts Politics and Insight, said Neal's early endorsement in the mayoral election is a sign Sarno is not taking his reelection campaign lightly.
I think what you're seeing here is a desire to try to keep bigger name people out of the race. I mean, of course, anything could happen. Some of the candidates in here could certainly catch fire. But what you're seeing for the first time is no established polls getting into this race to challenge a sitting mayor. That's very rare. Almost every cycle for the last few years has had somebody like that in the race.
Sarno and Neal are both Democrats, but municipal elections in Massachusetts are nonpartisan. Sarno served 2 consecutive 2-year terms as mayor before city voters changed the mayoral term to 4 years. He was elected to his first 4-year term in 2011. If Sarno wins re-election and serves out the full 4-year term, he would become the longest-serving mayor in the city's history. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.